Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, learning some truths that Gideon and his 300 learned in terms of trusting God and the victory God gave to him. Let me share verse 16. Gideon divided the men into three companies. This is when they were surrounding the large Midianite camp. And this was not a division of disarray or confusion, but each man was put in a certain place. And then he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pictures. And Gideon said to the 300, "Look on me and do likewise. Look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do." Jesus said, If I be lifted up unto all the earth, I will draw all men to me. Beloved, if we will lift up Jesus, and as we look at him, we will be victorious. Gideon gave them a trumpet, and that is symbolic of the Holy Ghost within us. He empowers us to lift our voices as watchmen upon the wall to proclaim Jesus and the kingdom of God to whomsoever will. That's what the word says, whomsoever will may come freely and drink of the waters of life. And so we're like those pitchers in the hands of Gideon and the 300. We've been molded and born again on God's potter wheel, and we are the light of the world. Jesus has given us his light, and he's saying that we too can look on him, and as he did, we can do likewise. In fact, not only can we, but Jesus commands us to do so. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." That's why the Holy Spirit, he said, it's necessary, as he was spending his final hours with his disciples, he said, it's necessary that I go, because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. And when the Holy Spirit was poured out, he is the agency to enable us to do, not only to have the character of Jesus, but to do the works that he's called us to do. And he will show us his plan. He will show us what he would have us to do. And the important thing is to be willing to wait on him and to trust him that he will do exactly what he said he will do. He will lead us in the way everlasting, and we will be a blessing to others. Jesus said, "No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old." And if it makes a rent, the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. That's Luke 5, 36, 37, and 38. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world," in Matthew 5, 13. And beloved, it's a matter of our authority is the Word of God. That's why Jesus as is demonstrated in the Gospel of John, when he was in the wilderness and he had fasted 40 days, he quoted God's word against the temptations of the devil. And in all things, he was giving us an example. And so we have that same authority. We have that same responsibility as we quote the word of God against the devil, even as Gideon and the 300 sounded their trumpets, the enemy of our soul that would keep us in bondage and oppress and afflict shall flee in fright, just as the Midianites did. Gideon and the 300 blew the trumpets, they broke the pictures, and they held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands, and they cried, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." Verse 21, "And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled." Hallelujah. So while this was definitely a marvelous demonstration of obedience to the will of God, God is calling us to make those decisions we need to make in order to live for God and to be doers of the word. God is calling his people for a renewed dedication. In Joshua, the 14th chapter, we find Caleb that he wholly followed the Lord. And that is a question we need to ask ourselves. Are we willing to wholly follow the Lord? God is calling for determination, and we have to make that decision. No one can make it for us, that we have to decide once and for all that we're going to have all of God's promises fulfilled in our lives. And we must be willing to renounce sin fully. Does that mean we will live a sinless life? No. John is very clear about that. But our heart's intention is that we will live in obedience to the word of God, that we desire to be used of him, and that we're willing to take God at his word and live for him. Not possibly, not maybe, no buts, but I will. And we must be willing to declare that we are going to follow the Lord and won't be determined. And so, beloved, the important thing is that we are to forget the past, forget the defeats of the past, the sorrows of the past, the failures of the past. And some of you are really struggling with some of the things that you cannot seem to let go of them. Your mind keeps returning to the ways you've failed the Lord. But God wants you to leave them behind, to press forward in the Lord. That's what God wants us to do. And Isaiah said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here I am, send me.'" Praise God. And God is calling each one of us to respond to him in obedience, to do the things that he has called us to do. And God wants us to learn of him, to grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ. And it is his desire that the sorrows, the heartache of the past, with something that we can just leave behind and realize today is a new day. His mercies are new every morning. Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that we're looking to you for the supernatural. Lord, in these times that we're living in, so many are being so sorely tested. And so, Father, I'm asking for your grace, for your mercy. I'm asking, God, you would touch those who are suffering in their body right now. I rebuke sickness and affliction. And Father, I stand on the word of God. We stand, Lord, on by the stripes of Jesus that we were already healed. And so, Father, I also take authority over oppressing spirits, Father, deceiving spirits. Lord, there's someone listening that you just about as low as you could possibly be. And I rebuke the lies of the enemy that have put you into that horrible pit. David said, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And Father, those who feel that they've lost hope, they feel at the end of their strength, God, I'm asking for a supernatural empowering by the Holy Spirit right now. Lord, flesh and blood can't do this. We can determine, we can will to do your will, but God, you have to make it possible. You have to give us the strength. You have to allow us to experience that same kind of victory that even Gideon did, Lord. When it seems impossible, when the enemy surrounds, God, you're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And so, Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving to lift your people up. That brother who's been under such oppression, I rebuke that oppression right now in Jesus' name. And the lies of the enemy, the attacks that you've had against you through coworkers, through friends, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And Father, I lose the deliverance of the Lord, and I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Well, beloved, I want you to know how much I do love you and care for you, and I pray for you every day. And I'm so grateful for my UCM partners who have stood so faithfully through the decades. And I invite you, if you've not written and you have a need, join the many who are sharing testimonies of answered prayer and how God uses the letters for His glory to minister to their needs. And so I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And should you email, I invite and ask you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,